So if you're the sort of person who's light on reading and big on supposition, you can flick to the end. Some 20 out of the past 55 prime ministers went to Eton. It is as remarkable as it is despicable that in a representative democracy, over a third of the country's prime ministers went to one school. We live in an autocracy. Boris Johnson, Eton. His right-hand man and leader of the House, Jacob Rees-Mogg, Eton. The latter is a man who carries such an aura of superiority that he makes the Queen feel middle class. I bet she twitches at the nets when he visits and yells over her shoulder, "Get the posh biscuits, he's here!" I'll go further and bet that when he walks into the room, the Queen curtsies. All told, there is something deeply jarring when Johnson and Rees-Mogg wrap themselves in the flag of populism, claiming kinship with the working class and winning seats in Labour's former heartlands in the North. Of course, Rees-Mogg doesn't actually care about Wakefield or Doncaster. As far as he's concerned, he'd put them all down the pit again, not for profit, just for fun. His type of small state Toryism loves deregulation and regards industrial accidents as being a natural expression of the free market. The more people die at work, the freer we are. Johnson and the North are not natural allies. It was Brexit that did the heavy lifting for the Tories. Now, before you peg me as an EU flag waver, let me hold you right there. I was a reluctant Remain voter. There are perfectly reasonable critiques of the EU, which has hardly proved itself to be a benign democratic force when it comes to Greece, Spain and Ireland, forcing democratically elected governments and public policy to change at the whim of finance. I attended one Remain march and felt immediately out of place. The place looked full of people with up-to-date CVs. Not my tribe at all. I voted Remain because I thought Leave was reliant on appealing to racists and Little Englanders. Patriotism is often the point where history and advertising intersect. And it was that brand of nationalism that Rees-Mogg and Johnson attempted to sell. It is a brand that can only hark backwards, a nostalgic nationalism built on half histories and wishes. Remember when Theresa May, 4 months after the referendum, described her vision of the future as a red, white and blue Brexit? Of course she would choose those colours, as she was hardly likely to say she wanted a shite brown Brexit. May hoped to chime with a non-specific blurry vision of national pride, the church fates and crickets of John Major and the things were better before they arrived here of Nigel Farage.